I'll hand over now to Gun-Britt Andersen to formally close the seminar.
And I will start by thanking you all, and I think we should give the first of all, to thank the authors for a report that obviously is very, very timely and relevant and provokes a lot of interest and from the commentators and also from the audience. And I think it will create more, it will be used more outside of this room, and this is a good start. And also I want to thank the panelists for very relevant comments and insight to operations that we are in now, and it seems this was a good topic, and IBA is we are discussing all the time what we should look into, and one of the things that we are right now discussing, I don't think we have concluded, but we are making evaluation studies or studies of long-term effects of our Swedish interventions in different countries. We have had Uganda and we have had Tanzania. We are so talking now about having a deep study on fragile states. And what you are talking about here today, I think, is very, very relevant. I hope we'll make this a good study, because that, of course, will have to deal with the peace-building part of it, the development and the security part. And the humanitarian assistance, which is involved in all of it. And what have we done, for instance, in Somalia, in different pockets? We have sent a lot of things there from different pockets. And if we can make a good thing of that, Jan, it would be something to take this discussion a bit further than we have been having here today. And we keep making studies. And hopefully more and more interesting studies as we also learn. And we extend our network. And the network for us is very important, and you can come to us and propose things that we should do. But then we also have a few other things already in the pipeline for seminars. So there will be a seminar again on the 4th of May you have talked about the result-based and all the evaluations, and we have to be more flexible. To me, this is music, what you have been talking about. And of course, you must have all your values, but you can't expect them to be implemented immediately everywhere. And especially when we deal with fragile state, I think we need to have a long-term perspective. But be very, very persistent also what we want to achieve in the long run. I was involved in our support of the liberation movements in Southern Africa. Of course, that was a failure. If we had said we would have democracy in South Africa, we couldn't have ticked that on a result tableau. We are not there yet. But it was very, very, very important to get rid of apartheid to start with. That's the starting point, and you could talk about the other countries there also. So that was a risk. And how would you have fit that into a result-based framework when we started that? I think that's a very good learning exercise. And I'm not saying that we should go back. We have to go forward. But it's very good to hear these discussions of the need in this context for a bit more of flexibility and risk-taking and sound risk-taking. Yeah, so that will be a seminar on learning and accountability from aid evaluations. How do we use aid evaluations? And I think it's another occasion to discuss the management styles that we are having. And then there will be a half-day seminar, which I look very much forward to, on our support for development research. A long-term evaluation, or it shouldn't be an evaluation, analysis has been made of our Sweden's support for development research since the start of SAREC. And until now, and it's Sverker Sörlin and David Nilsson that have written a controversial report on that experience, but also another have made a study of what has happened to all the PhDs that we have been supporting over the years. What are they contributing? What are they doing now? It's sort of a tracer study, but a more elaborate tracer study, and that will be a half-day seminar at the end of May, just before summer. I don't think we have any more seminars before the summer. We should have a bit of rest now, at least when spring comes. With these words, I want to thank you very much and also thank the audience for active participation. Thank you. And thank you for coming all the way from England.